Not to be insensitive, but if I were a betting girl, I'd say I'm looking at a classic case of being stood up. What gave you away? Well, let's see. You've been here since 8 o'clock. That's 3 hours. You haven't said a word to anyone except to order a drink and a spare. Since then, you've put a few more away, and that spare is still here. It sucks. But if she couldn't turn up and couldn't tell you, she probably had a good reason. Now, if she could turn up and could have told you but didn't, you probably weren't missing much. Believe me, I've been there. Best thing you can do is move on, because it's not as bad as it looks. So, probably she could have shown. Yeah, that's the option that stings more. I'm gonna guess that this isn't the first in a line of disappointments. Something in the slumped shoulders. That 1,000-yard stare. The way you keep looking at the floor. The world's on your shoulders, and there's no one around to share the load. Feels something like that, doesn't it? It's everything you were looking to avoid. Everything you were hoping that the next hookup or date or relationship could have fixed. Sorry. Don't walk out just yet. Not trying to give you a hard time. I was just setting the scene, making sure I've got this right. Because if all that's true and that angry, hurt look in your eyes says it is, I want to help, and believe me, I can. You're upset. I can fix that. You're angry. I can fix that too. And you're alone. I can definitely fix that. I am trying to sell you something. Just nothing like what you're thinking. I'm selling, well, let's think of it as a change of pace. Something to take away your responsibilities and keep you safe, cared for, happy. And all you need to do is follow me and trust me. I know that's hard given how much you've been let down, but I promise you I won't hurt you. So what do you say? Go ahead. Take a seat on the bed. Take off that shirt. I told you. I'm not a hooker or holding or anything like that. You saw my house on the way in. I'm not exactly living rough. But I can imagine you're curious. There are only so many things that two people can do in a bedroom. And I've already ruled out the big one. I've been far too mysterious for anything small or safe or impersonal, so what could it be? Pants too, please. I need you to be naked for this. If you're comfortable with that. I promise you're not gonna wake up in a bathtub full of ice with a kidney missing. That's so wasteful. And I said I wasn't going to hurt you. I meant it. When you're done, lie back on the bed, and I'll join you. I think you were hoping I'd say that. But with what I'm going to do, being skin to skin, it's so important. No, what I have to suggest is, it's almost like a business proposal. A long-term trade for your benefit. you've been this close to someone without even having anything in between you and them. How long has it been since someone ran their fingers down your chest? Since you felt legs wrestle for space with yours? Since you felt someone press up against you, chest to chest, their eyes locked onto yours? Not when you look into my eyes. That's it. Look deep. Let my eyes grow in your mind and stare into you. See the obsidian blackness of my soul, the unfathomable, powerful, encompassing night. And let them cast a shadow on your worries, your fears, putting them in a dark corner where they can't hurt you. Feel the warmth of my irises, that red about the darkness enveloping you. Feel its heat on your back as you're drawn in, as you're made to feel safe. A part of me. Eager to surrender, eager to follow my commands. It feels good to have the cool dark ahead, the warm red light behind. Feel yourself drift deeper, open and naked inside me. It feels good to let my soothing voice surround you. You don't need to do a thing when you look into my eyes. Your responsibilities, your needs, your fears, they melt into a pool of calm nothingness because you're with me. And I'm the one in control, the one who matters enough to bear your burdens too. It feels good to submit, to obey my commands. It feels good to let someone else do the thinking. I'm glad that I found you. To find someone so trusting with a guard so low. Even when they've been hurt so much, the world can be so ugly. And you've tried your hardest. You can be weak, you can be vulnerable, you can give up, and it can all feel like bliss, like peace. All you have to do is give in and do as I ask. It makes you happy to do as you're told. It makes those little tingles dance across your scalp. You feel a warmth spread up your spine beneath the skin, lifting the weights in your gut. Loosening the tightness of your chest. The tension in your throat relaxes, replaced with open, easy breaths. Your jaw so wound, so tight, loosens, and you feel lips brushing against yours. You feel hope, intimacy, and utter devotion. How do you feel? Good. You're relaxing. More than you have in a while. And there's a sort of confused relief in your eyes. That's easy. I hypnotized you. I tapped into your mind. And planted some basic ideas just for a little moment. I gave you the idea that you don't have to be responsible for yourself anymore. I gave you the idea that you can give yourself over to me to do as you're told, to not make decisions or hard choices anymore. And once I'd gotten you to accept the peace that comes with being controlled, I opened you up and made you feel so, so good. How did I do that? Well, I think you felt those pricks when I was kissing you, those tiny little points. And you were staring into my eyes, unnaturally deep, dark, absorbing. And the red glow around the pupils. They're not contacts, darling. I'd say it's a little obvious that I am a vampire. A very old, very powerful vampire. And no, you don't need to be afraid of me. I won't do anything without your permission. I promise. I feed on humans. I drink their blood, like in all the movies, the books. And when I saw you, I wanted to feed off of you. I can smell your blood beneath your skin. I can feel every beat of your heart. I can see the course of your life as it swims through you. But... excuse the salivation. When I saw that defeated look, the resignation in your eyes, I couldn't leave you passed out in an alleyway. You needed to be cared for, and I had an idea that'd work for both of us. Vampires need to feed to survive. Normally, that means hunting. It means preying on those we can overpower. We pin them down and sink our fangs into their flesh. Or we hypnotize them, make them vulnerable and submissive. Sometimes we even break them permanently. It's dangerous, violent, and well fun. I am getting sick of it. I need a blood bag, a food source, a safe one. Someone who will willingly feed me every day. Someone who'll do what I want and be happy to help me. And then there's you. You want to be cared for, to be simple and happy and to feel good. Every day, forever, I can do that for you. I can reshape your mind, move your impulses and desires, target and change you to want what I want. The nick of my fangs at your neck. The feeling of your blood flowing out of you. I can make it feel so, so good. Not just that, I can make you feel good at the sight of me, and to be content, just to do as I say, to be mine, to be happy with my fangs in your neck, and your body pressed into mine. The little show I just put on, that feeling of bliss, is just the tip of the iceberg, and it won't just be that. It doesn't have to be all in your head. I mean, you've got your head on my boobs and my fingers in your hair. I am undead lover boy, but I'm still warm and soft, and I still like to be touched. So, all in? What do you say? No more pain. No more responsibilities, just soft, easy submission. Simple pleasures. Simple happiness for the rest of time. I thought you might say that. You'll make the perfect blood bag, I promise. Now, darling, I need eye contact and... it's a long process, so you might want to sit up. There you are. Just stay comfy, stay relaxed. It'll help me fix you. I'll hold your hands. There. Ready? There's no going back once we start. Thank you. Now, look into my eyes and remember how easy things were when I put you under before. Feel the way your body loosened up, the way your mind went blank. Remember the softest, gentlest feeling that had crossed your mind. The lightest sensation to have warmed your heart. Now feel my hands on yours. Feel the way my fingers trace the lines of your palms. Let tingles of relaxation dance up your hands and arms. Let them go numb. Let your breathing slow to a sleeping whisper. Feel each breath flow in and out. You're doing so well. So well. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be afraid. Just look into my eyes and feel that depth again. Feel the cool and comforting air in the void. Feel the warmth of control as the windows of my eyes swing shut behind you. Feel the glittering moonlight glow around you. Let it wash into your mind like dye flowing into a stream, changing your thoughts, making them colorful. Follow the stream as it flows into the lake of your mind, those dark waters turning into a misty rainbow as my voice flows into it. Your depth fades. The dangers beneath the surface drown in my influence. Your mind is clouded by my control. The waters become shallow, wadeable, cool, and relaxing. You float into them, the colors staining your skin and flowing into you. You're wrapped in my voice, touched by my influence, by my commands, forever changed, made better, made happy and obedient. And that's all that matters. And it's all that has ever mattered. All that matters is the sublime happiness you feel looking into my eyes. The simple contentment that comes with doing as you're told. Those eyes that are so much deeper, so much more complex and commanding than the simple pool of your consciousness. Find the anticipation you feel seeing me, the underlying attraction. Think of my hair, the silky smooth texture, the glossy way the light bounces from it, like liquid moonlight, like the shimmer in the lake, like the light in my eyes. Warm reds circle you, mixing with cool blues to make soothing purples that swirl about us. You don't feel panic. You don't feel fear. You feel peace and happiness. Ahead, there's just me. And pulling you out of the water into the world under my control. And so happy for it are my hands. Feel my fingers slide across yours, the skin. So soft, so smooth. Like spider silk brushing your fingertips. You want to touch them, smell them, taste them. Here. Go ahead. You can take my fingers into your mouth. Just a little taste. For being so, so good. Let your mind cloud over as the taste of me fills. As your senses melt, feel how good it is just to have the faintest hint of me touch you so intimately. Let your eyelids flutter, let your skin bead with sweat and your hair stand on end. And don't be ashamed of how aroused you are. Feel proud of it. Feel happy that you get so excited from being with me. You should be excited by me. I am the gateway to all your dreams. The one who can give you all the pleasures you ever wanted. and take away all the pain you never needed. I am your mistress, your caring, doting, dearly beloved mistress. You want to make mistress happy? You need to make mistress happy. Feel longing as my fingers leave you. Feel need. Now, feel the sensation you experience when you see me naked. See the swell of your mistress's breasts, the lines of my stomach, the curves of my hips, and the promises of pleasure between my legs. See the beads of moisture around my most intimate spots, around the parts you want to touch most. Feel pure animal need. Feel my body brush against yours, the feeling of building want and of happiness at being so close. Feel my fingers trace up your hips, some still slick with your spit to your waist and up your chest. Feel my nails scrape your skin, sending shivers deep into the muscle. Your body reacts to me with longing because it wants me. It wants my nails tracing up your shoulders. It wants my fingertips brushing your neck, your jaw, your cheeks. My arms over your shoulders, lips skimming against yours. For a tainted heartbeat, remember how my fingers tasted. Let the memory grow sweet and fat in your mind and imagine the warmth of my tongue dancing with yours. The ecstasy of spit mixing and spilling down your throat. The way our lips would spark against one another, dripping and pooling as they stick together. Hold that feeling in your mind and feel it as I do this. Twinching, bucking, sweating, eyes glazed over and wearing nothing but a smile. The best smile I've seen on you so far. Your mind is bursting with pleasure and anticipation. So happy, so loved. All the time. That's how you will feel all the time. So simple, so at peace. Let all your worries burn away with the warmth of my touch, the slick desire of my lips. I want you to take that feeling and hold on to it. Remember how sweet it was, how it sent sparks through your body. When I press my lips to your ear, here, every little sound, every whisper of warmth and wet, hear the click of my tongue against my fangs, and remember how smooth and slick they were as your tongue. I want that. catch a glimpse of my open mouth, my fangs of my tongue, of my lips parted and smiling at you. Feel the river of spit that flows down the side of your head. On the run of my tongue. The suction of my mouth feel. The fangs press against your skin, the little paint. Mixing in with the well of pleasure. You want me to open you up? You want me inside of you? As much as you want to be inside of me. I could give you. Please, baby. Ask me to bite you. Ask mistress to make you happy. Ask to be my blood bag. Now and forever. Good. That's so, so good. Thank you. Feel pure bliss. Even the pain of the puncture fades as the pinpricks thrown with cherry blossom. A heady fog clouds your mind. And you feel the need to give more. To be more. For mistress. Being less for everyone else. You want to know that joy again, that pleasure again. You want to be simple. You want to feed me. You never want this to end. It will never end. Your body will crave this feeling, needing to be weakened and trained and taken care of. Because now you've only got one responsibility, darling. And you're so, so good at it. And sharing your blood, your life with me. There's so much life inside of you that you can share. I'd be sad. It's so sad to not give me as much of it as you can. You don't want to be sad. You don't want your mistress to be sad. A blood bag as good as you can't leave his mistress feeling sad. You're such a good blood bag. So tasty. So obedient. I am so filled with pleasure, bursting with need. Do you want a reward, sweetie? Do you want me to take your cock in my hand and slip your mind deeper into dependency? Do you want to need me to come? Do you really want to give me control over that? But the look of your eyes, the hum of your mind, the needy breaths, and the crooked whimpering smile. It says one thing that will fill your mind for every moment that you spend with me forevermore. Yes, mistress. Slack limp at your sides melting into the mattress as you fall back, your eyes blearily following me. As I straddle you, sensation leaves your extremities melting limbs into senseless sacks of meat. You're helpless in my hands, and that makes you happy. You are mine. Body, mind, soul, and cock. Blood bag, and this belongs to me as well. You need to have my approval. You want to fall deep into depravity with me, senseless, luxurious pleasure, to feel your independence slip away, all the years of your life servicing me. You want to feel numb all over with all your feelings, all your remnants of touch and pleasure focused into one singular place, with my hand wrapped around it, so in control of you. When I need to feed, you're a blood bag.
when I need chores done. Your strong back and firm shoulder. When I need to be held, your loving arms and a warm heart. So warm. And I need your pleasures. And when you're to be rewarded, you're a cock on the legs. The happiest, simplest toy a mistress could ask for. And you wouldn't have it any other way, would you? If you could think, you would say no, mistress. Take it. As you feel my legs press into yours. As my grip tightens on your shaft. And my fingers slickly guide across your exposed head. You lose any remaining feeling in the rest of your body. This is all you are. In this moment. Eyes to see. Ears to hear. And a cock to obey. So etched. So teased. For so long. So to obey and come for me. So eager to feel what I can do for you. Your nerves burning with curiosity at just the idea of how much pleasure I can give you. Your balls clenching, churning, and roiling with a hot, sticky mess that wants to come out for me. For mistress, your skin, agitated, sore, sensitive, and burning hot as it stretches up and down, all of this focused down under my command, and held at the edge until I give you permission. You can't come without mistress, without me, without Mistress Gigi, it'll never feel as good. Without me to tap into your mind and make you simple and easy and happy, it wouldn't mean anything. So, you can come when I tell you to, and when you do, it'll be a wave, an unimaginable weight of sensation that crushes your mind, gives every part of you that thinks for itself. To me, mine. That last speck of resistance will fade to dust and blow away in the winds of golden pleasure, because I know what you want more than anything. You want to come inside me. You want to feel my walls slip, hot and slick around you, squeeze you, hold you, milk you, and you will feel that. All your dreams will come true with me, baby. Every single one. So hard. So mistress needs you to pleasure her first. Mistress needs you to help her one more time before you come. You can do that, can't you? You can obey. It's so easier for you to do whatever it is I beg of you, whatever it is I implore you to do. It is automatic for you now, my precious bloodbath. You do as I say. You are nothing more but a toy. My toy. A dildo full of blood and needy little moans. Such pretty sounds that spill from your lips, just for me, my ears alone. Just like you wanted, just lying there, a pile of numb, twitching flesh, while I pleasure myself on your cock. I swallow your mind. As you've always wished. Stay hard. Stay twitching and plucking inside me. As you were meant to. You're doing so well. Holding on for so long. As if you have a choice. While I edge your mind. Run your thoughts ragged. Leaving you raw and sore. And you enjoy every second. Makes you so happy. Happy, yes. Darling, smile for me. Smile for mistress. Oh, yes. That's a good boy. Good, good, good. Let me see the delight in your eyes as I fuck myself with my favorite toy. I feel so good. So, so good, so good. For you, too. Overwhelmed with sensation. Your entire body focused on the feelings of pure fucking pleasure. Rammed into you from your crotch. And you're so, so close already. Your body rocking with the ghosts of the orgasms, wishes it was having. Do you feel them, those pulses, those edges surging through you? Do you feel those phantom fucking pulses surging into your cock up from your base to the tip? Every stroke now, every moment could come at any second. Oh, making it last, holding on to that edge, and your vision blurs from so much pleasure, stacking and stacking and building, your pulse accelerating, pumping your blood faster and faster straight to this fucking cock, my toy, and tighten up your muscles, contracting harder and harder, harder and harder for me. Stop obeying, trying to hold on while your obedient little brain fires desperate, confused signals. Trying to control yourself for me. You're doing so good. Such a good toy. Doing so, so good for mistress. You're gonna make me come. You're gonna make mistress come. You're gonna make mistress come. And you, what you were meant to. Make me come. Just my toy, just my cock. And when I come, you can too. Yes, yeah, yeah. Whenever you feel mistress tighten and clench, pulse around you, when you feel her squirt up your stomach, fuck, all over you, make a mess of you, you slutty little thing. When you see her pant and moan and shriek in pleasure, you'll come. You'll drain your pulse straight into me. So just hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Because I'm so close. So close, darling. Hold on. Pulse. 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 Meet my thrust. Look. Orgasm. Every thrust. Let me milk you. Yes. Milk each other into bliss, blood back. I have you. Mindless, empty toy. Mine. Mine. So hot. 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 Spilling it all. Yeah, you slut. What do you need? You're mine, darling. Mine. Mine. And safe. You're safe. Happy. Smile. Smile. Emptying your balls has taken the last of your strength. Left you feeling so exhausted, so sweet. but happy. There's one thing that could help you get off to the best night's sleep you've ever had. It's in the right way. One last feed, yes. One last feed, just a little more for mistress. Just a little more. Surround yourself in that feeling of contentment and release. To feel that pleasure that has its tendrils sliding around your mind. Slick, thick, overwhelming. Feel my pleasant, sordid voice inside you taking control. Deep inside you as you are in me. The warrior come leaks into me as my voice leaks into you, as my will leaks into you. Into the deepest corners of your mind, of your soul. The lake is drained, the depths of all that dark water turned to vapor, and the parts of you that had been protected from me, even till now, let them surrender. Fail and fall like shattered glass tumbling from a spire. There's no resistance, no winning this, because you already won by giving in. Let my eyes keep you as my gun to scoot it in your juices. And let the pleasure wash over you. And let it soothe you into blissful compliance. Blissful surrender. Obedient. And docile. As you become a part of me. Forever. So much warmth out of us. There will be no disobedience. There will be no questions. No hesitation. There will be no more you. Because you don't want that anymore. You want to be a servant. A happy, blissful bloodbath. With an aching hard cock. Spurting and dribbling into me. Mine. Forever. Lift your head. Expose your neck to it. And give me everything you have left.
Mm-hmm.